All right, everybody, welcome to another week of the Doe and 5-0 show. Got a long afternoon ahead of us here, Joe. Shooting back-to-back episodes because hopefully I'll be getting quarantined in Tennessee instead of Indiana. I guess we'll find out if I can make it through the week or not. So, coronavirus is out of control, huh?
I guess.
You guess? It seems quickly, people seem to quickly forget of all the national, I don't know what you want to call them, necessarily tragedies, but scares, right? I mean, we've had Ebola and SARS and
swine flu
and all of these things have killed a lot more people so far than the corona. I know it's still fairly in its infant stages, I guess, but
apparently this is a lot more catchy.
Well, be that as it may, I'm intending to go on spring break, so we're going to shoot back-to-back shows today. So next week's show, well, still be highly entertaining.
What are we going to do differently?
The news may be a little older. I don't know. we're going to go ahead and start things here, Joe. This is just a little funny video here where a man goes viral after using scissors to eat spaghetti. I don't know if you've ever seen anything called life hacks before or not, things that people do to make life easier for him. Man in Canada has earned himself the unusual moniker of Spag Scissors Man after a video of him eating spaghetti with scissors went viral. We'll just play a few seconds of it here. Maybe.
Or we might not. That's a great idea.
He's not wasting any time either. He just keeps shuffling in there. Beach
crawling around the fort.
It does. He's done well. I just hope he didn't use it to clip his nose hairs right before this.
Yeah. I'm not going to go through the whole article there, but hey, kind of genius if you ask me.
It worked. It's always a pain in the ass when you're trying to roll it up on your fork and some comes down and always flips down on your chin.
So we started things off talking about just a little bit about the coronavirus. So obviously people are out of control with different things that they're doing. Obviously there's a shortage for some unknown reason of toilet paper.
Nobody knows why.
Across the country. There's has nothing to do with your bowels, this form of the flu. I understand hand sanitizer shortage, trying to keep the germs away. So basically, I'm going to touch on an article here where a student has been suspended for selling squirts of hand sanitizer at school. This is out of the United Kingdom. He's an entrepreneur in the making. Mother said her son was sent home early from school after he was caught selling squirts of hand sanitizer to students at his school. The sale comes as the coronavirus panic continues to rise. It appears that the teenager in the United Kingdom was selling pumps for 50 cents apiece. The equivalent of, it's 50 pence there, sorry.
Whatever
50
that
pence.
Is, right.
That equates to 70 cents United States dollars.
Oh, well, sounds like a lot.
His mother posted the story on Facebook saying it's hard to discipline him for what he did. It's very hard to discipline his behavior when his dad phones him from work to call him a effing legend, the mother wrote on the Facebook post. He allegedly made a whole whopping $11 United States and bought a bag of Doritos and saving the rest to buy a kebab later.
Why was he sent home? There's
apparently
nothing
they,
wrong with that.
Apparently they don't encourage him to take his entrepreneurial skills to school.
They didn't have to buy it. He didn't force them to buy it.
It's not like he was charging an arm and a leg for it.
No, 70 cents. I mean, that seems a little. I think I'd have probably stuck around the 50 cent range, but.
Fitty. Talking about a genius techniques to do things. Amanda has invented an anti-snoring device that shocks the user's tongue when they're snoring. I don't know if any of you out there have a spouse that likes to snore or doesn't realize they snore heavily when you're trying to get a good night's sleep. It's one of the most annoying sounds audible to the human ear. Although it's never intentional, it can make even the most pleasant people an occasional nuisance. Trouble is, though, if you're the snorer, you aren't even aware that it's happening. There's very little that can be done about it. There are only so many times a partner or roommate can nudge you before one or both of you feel completely exasperated. Not all of us are able to fall asleep at the drop of a hat and allow our slumber to immediately drown out all of the snoring. But if you're one of these people, fret not, because someone has invented an award-winning anti-snoring device. The product in question, known as the Snoozle, was invented by British surgeon and sleep disorders expert Professor Buttafuoco. His gadget works by zapping the snorer's tongue with an electrical current. per the Mirror, the London-based user of the product, Louise Fitzpatrick, swears by it. He claims
so. So if I wake up screaming, that's going to be a more restful sleep for Kathy.
I guess. Here's how it works: you place it in your mouth for 20 minutes at any time of the day, just not where you're asleep for 6 weeks. It contains two electrodes that rest against the tongue on both sides. An app on your smartphone then transmits a tiny current to the device and it passes into your tongue. The current is supposed to tighten the floppy muscles in your tongue near the back of your throat, which should in turn significantly help with the snoring problem. What could possibly go wrong?
I'm sure that's going to work perfectly. I'm not trying it first.
We'll hook that sucker into your Android and see how. Last week they were peeing on the phones.
This week
we're electrocuting you with them.
I forgot about that. You get paid to not do drugs.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Woman tells police she's Beyonce Knowles after being arrested for going on a joyride.
What does she look like?
We'll put her picture up there for you, for you guys. A woman who was arrested for joyriding in New Mexico told cops she was Beyonce Knowles. 48-year-old Surinia Henry from Las Cruces in New Mexico is alleged to have given the megastar's name when she was caught in a car that had been reported stolen. According to court documents, the woman had refused to pull over for police at a traffic stop, prompting officers to give chase. The woman was eventually arrested when she drove home and hopped out of the car. However, she refused to tell cops her real name and told her that she was legendary pop star Beyonce.
I can see why. Yeah, it's like they're twinsies.
This article claims she's only 10 years older than Beyonce. That's a hard-looking 10 years older than Beyonce, if you ask me. Obviously doesn't look anything like Beyonce, for those of you that are familiar with her. Police say she's had a municipal bench warrant out on her for a while for failing to appear for a previous unrelated charge. She told officers she found the car with keys in the ignition and admitted to taking it away. Cops asked why she didn't pull over when requested, and Henry responded by saying she didn't feel like pulling over. She was charged with one count of unlawful taking of a motor vehicle, one count of concealing identity, and resisting or obstructing an arrest.
Maybe she identified as somebody who didn't break the law.
Yeah.
Depends which state you're in, I guess.
Yeah. That's all we got for this week in news. Stay tuned for This Week in Florida.
In Florida, a man was so happy, he'd soon be a dad, for that he'd do flips. But when the test revealed the father, he pelted that whore with tortilla chips. What the hell is with Florida, where all crazy shit seems to come from? A week won't pass by without lots of stories proving that Florida's dumb.
Not bad. Good. Am I a whore?
Matter of opinion. All right, everybody, welcome to This Week in beautiful, sunny Florida. We're going to start things off out of Boynton Beach, Joe, where a Florida man is accused of attacking his mom when she wouldn't dress his mannequin.
He has a mannequin?
A mannequin. 40-year-old South Florida man is accused of attacking his mother after she refused
I'm assuming he lives with her.
Dress his mannequin, probably. Mikhail Danker was arrested by Boynton Beach police and charged with aggravated battery on a victim over 65 years old and domestic battery by strangulation.
Oh, my God.
Monday night, police responded to a call from a neighbor who said the 73-year-old woman was bleeding from her face and was being chased by her son.
What kind of chase was this?
Yeah. The victim told police she was in the backyard of a home when Danker asked her to dress his mannequin, the television station reported. When his mommy refused, Danker allegedly blocked her path into the house. The victim then pushed the mannequin down on the ground and ran inside. According to police, Danker grabbed his mannequin and followed his mom inside, where he pushed her to the ground. I mean, I wish there was security footage of this. The victim told police that Danker hit her several times on the head with a wooden stool and was...
What the hell is going on?
And stuffed dumplings into her mouth.
There are a lot of things wrong with this story.
Mommy was taken to hospital where she's treated and released. She's okay.
So it's Boynton?
Boynton.
Boynton, Florida. 40-year-old man who obviously lives with mommy. Mommy was to dress his mannequin, refused. She runs in the house. He doesn't want to forget his mannequin, so he grabs his mannequin, chases after her, beats her with a wooden stool, and jams dumplings in her mouth. Just a little recap there. That's amazing. That's only in Florida.
Florida.
And Ohio.
Man, they like to kick the crap out of each other with food down there.
They do.
It's very bizarre.
Were the dumplings good? Were they hot? Was there a
sauce?
And
I keep waiting for a headline with all this madness going on that they're going to start assaulting each other with toilet paper, but apparently they haven't gotten that desperate.
No, that's not going to happen. It's like throwing diamonds at each other.
Florida homeless man calls cops to report he paid for sex, but he got scammed.
This song was almost about this one.
Florida cops say a man who called 911.
You know how many things rhyme with never mind?
Florida cops say a man who called 911 to report a crime appeared to forget he was admitting one to himself. John Single, age 50.
And forever single.
Was arrested after he allegedly volunteered to police that he paid for four people, $500 for at least one of them to come to his Days End hotel room to engage in sexual activities.
He paid four people?
Yeah.
To have one of them. It's like a lottery.
Who's the lucky participant? Come on down! Single, who's reportedly homeless, called 911 on March 22nd after the people said he never showed up to his West Palm Beach hotel room. An officer arrived at the hotel where Single explained the situation and confirmed he was soliciting another person for sex. He said he decided to call the cops when he realized he'd been scammed. Single was arrested and charged with one count of soliciting a prostitute. It wasn't immediately clear if the cops ever tracked down the alleged scammers.
I want to know more about the story.
It also wasn't known to the how the homeless Single came by $500 to pay for sex and a hotel room. He was also able to secure his own bail at $500. So he's a rich homeless person.
Yeah, we know where he gets his money. He stocked up on toilet paper.
Yeah, probably. He's probably one of those homeless people that sits on the highway and makes $2,000 a day getting people to give him cash. So. Florida man shoved woman because he wanted to eat egg rolls in her house. This guy had a strong urge to eat egg rolls. Not only that, but to do it in this lady's home. How strange is it? ABC affiliate reports that this guy arrived at the victim's house intoxicated, demanding to come in so that he could eat the Chinese food item. Florida man kept ringing the doorbell despite the complaint and repeatedly telling him she wasn't going to let him inside, and she didn't want him inside of her home. One of the weirdest things about the story is that the guy didn't bring the Chinese food to the house. He wanted the Chinese food that was already inside the home. He wanted that lady's Chinese food. I don't know if he could smell it from the street.
Or... Yeah.
In the aftermath of the alleged battery, the victim told Johnson that he needed to leave. The police offense reports that she offered to leave the egg rolls by the car. Not sure if he has a strange Chinese food detector. I don't know. It doesn't say how he knew that there was Chinese food in there. He's been arrested for battery and
wow.
Incarcerated.
I'm sure there was drugs involved.
Yeah. Chinese. I want my egg rolls. All right, well, it's time for this week's musical masterpiece, Joe's musical masterpiece. Milton Man hit a pregnant girlfriend with a bag of tortilla chips over the baby's paternity.
Oh, Milton Man.
Yeah, look at that guy's
I thought ears. You said Milkman. What, are we back in 1960?
Milton
Man, all right.
Looks like he's getting ready to fly away. He's got some ears on that, noggin of his. Milton Man.
He would know immediately if it was his kid or not. We're having some problems getting the head out.
Milton Man was arrested Tuesday morning for allegedly hitting his pregnant girlfriend in the face with a bag of tortilla chips. After the woman told him that her unborn baby may not be his. Rusty Beatty, age 30, is also accused of pushing and punching his girlfriend's daughter, according to the arrest report from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Just before 2 a.m. on Tuesday, deputies responded to a disturbance at a residence.
Just the best things happen at that time, don't they?
nothing good happens after dark. They got into an argument in his girlfriend's bedroom. The woman told deputies that Beatty hit her in the face with a bag of chips three times, and then and then pushed the woman's daughter against the wall and punched the daughter in the face.
Oh, that seems excessive.
When questioned by deputies, Beatty said he was attacked by everyone in the house and he was hit in the face with a box fan. Deputies say they did notice a couple of scratches on his face, but nothing that would indicate he was beaten with a box fan. The woman, who was 4 months pregnant, told deputies that she, her daughter, and Beatty lived together in the same home. Records check indicates that Beatty was on probation for possession of a controlled substance.
Well, what?
He was arrested and booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail on no bond. He's charged with a misdemeanor count of battery and felony counts of aggravated battery on a pregnant victim and a probation violation.
No bond.
No bond. That's all we got for the Idiocracy in Florida this week. Stay tuned for this week in Political Garbage. All right, everybody. Welcome to this week in Political Garbage. We're going to start off, Joe. I just came across this article actually shortly before the show started today. where a Miami Beach commissioner suggests infecting first responders, telling them to take one for the team. This is in reference to the coronavirus. I'm going to go ahead and load up this video and let you guys take a look at it here.
Just throw it out there. And are there any doctors in the audience? I don't know, because I've reached out to a couple of doctor friends to confirm. I don't know yet, but I've been trying to research and no one's answered the question. Is, you know, do you develop once you have the coronavirus, assuming you make it through, do you have immunity? Some doctors have told me yes. To the extent that that is true, might we start thinking about, it's dangerous but bold, it's like a chicken pox, thank you, with our first responders voluntarily, taking one for the team, going through the 2 weeks. Guys, we've got to be serious about this. And then developing the immunity.
We'll get an answer.
It is our job to think boldly. We got to start thinking about this.
We will reach out again to the Department of Health. We also, I know, we work with the chief medical officer, I think, at Mount Sinai. We will reach out and try to get an answer. I don't know that answer.
You don't know the answer.
Okay, nobody knows the answer. So even if you are assumed that you have built up a tolerance after the first time, they don't know. Because if they knew that, they'd have already developed a vaccine, right?
First thing I have to say about it is,
you're first, a first responder.
Jackass. You first. They don't have vaccines for this yet, right? They don't have a certified treatment.
They don't.
And although the fatality rates, at least in this country, are extremely low right now, even though people are freaking out about it, and I understand it to an extent, but it's extremely low. With that being said, you know, depending on your age, your health, especially your lungs, which is what this really seems to attack. Even if you're a younger person, maybe that doesn't have the greatest lung capacity, it could be problematic for you. This moron in Florida wants to throw all the first responders under the bus, give them the
coronavirus.
So we'll be back on our feet, he thinks, within 2 weeks.
Well, that's or, not or
the
dead.
Way. That's not
or
what. Dead. Yeah, I mean, this is not the chicken pox, you jackass. I'm not sure what the fatality rate for chicken pox is or was. Right. I'm guessing it wasn't very high. So, God, these people—they walk amongst us, and they're politicians, and they make laws.
They're leaders. They're leaders of our country.
What a freaking certified moron! Holy cow! And then the other moron he's talking to. I do not have an answer for this for you, but I will get it.
idiot. if you were at that meeting, would you just
I would have stood up out of my seat and said, "You first, jackass."
You effing moron.
Go ahead and take my badge.
You'd have just heard clink, clink, clink.
My God. You know, and it's somebody like that who's sitting in, you know, he's sitting behind, God knows, he's probably living in a fancy house down there in South Beach somewhere. He doesn't have to be amongst all the disease and germs like
that man has toilet
like
paper,
the police,
all
and the fire,
he needs.
And the doctors, and the nurses, and the people that are out there in the thick of it right now.
Bakers.
So, the bakers who don't take a day off ever.
Right. Yeah. Poor guys.
Still waiting on the Corona donuts. I think it's $1 million idea.
not yet. Later, we'll do something like that.
All right. Moving on from that fool. Illinois' governor tells Trump admin to get its crap together.
From one fool to another.
After airport chaos. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker urged the Trump administration to get its you-know-what together late Saturday night after travelers passing through Chicago's O'Hare Airport suffered massive overcrowding a day after the new European travel ban took effect. President Trump, Vice President Pence, since this is the only communication medium you pay attention to, you need to do something now, this guy writes on Twitter, calling overcrowding and reported hour-long wait times unacceptable. Now, I don't know how many of you have actually traveled through O'Hare. This looks like a normal damn day to me. Just saying.
And how many people went traveling? They knew damn well this was going to happen. Yeah. So they're all trying to beat it. They're just like you're trying to beat your stuff right now.
Right.
And so there's a chance that you're not going to win. You know that. They know that. You get stuck there.
So I've been to O'Hare once, and it was more than enough for me for a lifetime.
You're still in therapy about that, aren't you?
I am. It scared the crap out of me. So I looked in a little bit into our buddy here, J.B. Pritzker.
We'll just call him Prick from now on.
He is a private business owner based in Chicago and a managing partner and co-founder of the Pritzker Group, which he's a part of the Pritzker family, which owns, he's a real poor guy, the Hyatt hotel chain across the United States. Joe, he has an estimated personal net worth himself of $3.4 billion.
Wow. He's the governor?
Yeah.
He's not, there's no like illegal affiliations or anything with him. Hotels, looks like he might have a little Italian in him.
Yeah. 2008 presidential election, he served as the national co-chairman of Hillary Clinton's campaign. Oh, he's likely to be suicided within the next 48 hours.
It just seems like if you're the governor of Illinois and there's a problem, you should be thinking that that would be on your plate. Maybe you should start thinking about doing something about it.
Yeah. Your state, your problem. The president has more than enough worries on his hands right now than
like the
one of the biggest nightmares
the
of an airport.
The orange hue on his face. That's, yeah. That's concerning.
Yeah. Fools. Nancy Pelosi, I haven't talked about her in a couple of weeks. She's been ripped for trying to smuggle Hyde Amendment loophole into the coronavirus package.
Trying to hide a what?
A loophole into the package. So we're going to get into this here in a minute. Obviously, the House was trying to come to a resolution with the president as far as getting the coronavirus, all the stuff in line to where the funding and stuff can be approved, right?
Right.
So, Senator Sass, I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right. I don't know if it's Sasse.
Sasse.
Slammed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democrats for reportedly trying to ensure federal funding for abortion as part of the coronavirus economic stimulus plan.
Are you serious?
While schools are closing and hospitals are gearing up, Speaker Pelosi is waging unnecessary culture wars. The speaker should be fighting the coronavirus pandemic, not politicizing emergency funding by fighting against the bipartisan Hyde Amendment. We need to be ramping up our diagnostic testing, not waging culture wars at the behest of Planned Parenthood.
What a bitch! Shouldn't they just be focusing on this and getting this taken care of?
Pelosi attempted to secure a funding stream of up to $1 billion for reimbursing laboratory claims. According to the White House officials who spoke with the Daily Caller, that provision would establish a precedent under which health claims for all procedures, including abortion, could be reimbursed with federal funds. That precedent would render the Hyde Amendment, which blocks taxpayers' funding for abortion clinics, obsolete. Pelosi resisted efforts by Democrats to end the Hyde Amendment in recent months, with progressives being forced to abandon an attempt to ensure abortion coverage for people using federal health programs as part of a $190 billion budget bill passed in July. It's the law of the land right now, and I don't see that there's an opportunity to get rid of it without the current occupant of the White House and this U.S. Senate, according to Pelosi. Her tactics were seemingly confirmed by Representative Alexandria AOC. Who claimed in an interview on Fox News Thursday that right now we're hearing that some of the fights and some of the gridlock is because people are trying to put pro-life provisions into this. Pelosi goes on back and forth.
They're blaming the... They're blaming the other side because they won't pass something they didn't want to pass anyway. This should only be about the coronavirus.
Yeah, so basically long story short, she's tried to smuggle this into the language of this bill to where the funding can be taken care of, to where hopefully we can take care of this virus sooner rather than later. And she's still trying to push her own political agenda that has nothing whatsoever to do with what we're fighting right now.
But it's funny that AOC would turn the whole thing around and say, well, they should pass this now and not put their agenda first. Really?
Yeah. I know. I should have bookmarked it. I came across a video. We did that goofy video, I don't know, a month or so ago of the jibber jabber thing, right? With her versus Ozzy.
You did that. That was really good.
And I just came across something else. I don't know what in the hell she was talking about. I don't think she knew what in the hell she was talking about. But it was the same thing all over again. It's like she's having an active stroke every time she gets up there to talk. It's craziness. Absolutely insanity. And you see the same thing with, you know, Biden. He's showing a lot of signs of senility to me.
I feel bad for Biden because I really thought when he ran, and I know you wouldn't agree with me, but I like the economy. I like everything that Trump has done, but I do not like the division that it's caused in the nation. That has really kind of bothered me. When Biden said he was running, I thought, you know, he's the most middle-of-the-road Democrat that's running. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad if he took it and we took it up the ass 4 more years with a Democrat, and then we brought another Republican in that wasn't as controversial as Trump. But I feel bad for Mr. Biden. It's not, now he has a stuttering problem, and people keep bringing that up, that, you know, that's why this, but that's not it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about his jumping around and word. It's some of the things he's saying. There's something wrong with the guy, and I hope he's checked out. He seems like a decent person. I hope he's okay. But you got him, and you got Bernard, and I just don't, Bernie with that socialism, gosh, the things need to change. I mean, healthcare needs to change. There is a problem with the healthcare, the all the money, definitely a problem with education. That needs to be rectified, but our system works the way our system is right now works. There's no point in revamping the whole thing, but it does need to be tweaked. And those are the two of the major things that we have.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, and you can't get away from politics no matter what aspect of life you're dealing with. It doesn't seem to matter what, you know, here Trump's trying to resolve this problem. Of course, all the radical people to the left are saying that this is all his fault.
Yeah, he did this.
You know, he invented this virus. So
he is a genius.
Yeah. So whatever. But, you know, to me, that's just give me a break. You know, and she's delaying the process.
Yeah.
And again, this bill has since passed since we're shooting this show, finally. I think within the last day or so, but...
Okay.
She was delaying the process of getting that funding.
I was going to ask, because I don't keep touching.
Well, that's all we got for this week's show. Appreciate everybody watching and listening along. We'll see you guys next week. Take care.